Welcome to Breaking Free Authentically, the podcast where we explore what redefining relationships looks like through a sex-positive lens. Let's kick shame and guilt to the curb and really start living a sexy, authentic life. I'm passionate about normalizing out-of-the-box ways of designing relationships. There's nothing quite like finding your tribe and experiencing the freedom of being completely yourself without judgment. I'm your host, Corinne Bedard, your sex-positive relationship designer, and I'm here to guide you in creating the relationship you desire, whether that is a more open one or simply a more empowered one. Join me every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to enjoy the newest episode. Well, welcome back to Breaking Free Authentically. This is episode 78. My guest today is a listener, and her name is Laura Brodati. She is a mom to two awesome little boys and works part-time in her small town as a medical assistant. She has been with her very supportive husband, John, for 14 years, and they have recently decided to dip their toes into the world of ethical non-monogamy. They have been enjoying their journey so far, and she's an avid listener of this podcast and one of my number one fans. She's a fellow Disney song lover like me, and when we finally met a month ago, we were walking the streets of Montreal singing Beauty and the Beast at the top of our lungs, much to the dismay of our partners. We're two peas in a pod, and so Laura has been patiently waiting for my newest course that was supposed to take a week, but it took about 2 months to create. So she's been waiting for the new course, Open Relationship Roadmap, The Secrets to Success. And she was the first one to purchase it when it came out. And since she was so eager to take it and finish it so quickly, I asked her to come and be a guest on the podcast and talk about the new course for you. So join us as we discuss life with an open mindset and how radically different and fulfilling life can be when we put aside our programmed mono mindset and become authentic. Today, we will share some of the roadmap with you. I want you to have success in your life and in your relationships. Life is too short to stay stuck in a box that you didn't even create. So let's avoid a midlife crisis and tap into who you truly are. You're allowed to be yourself. So we'll be right back with this interview with Laura Brodati. See you soon. Please visit our website at www.breakingfreeauthentically.com and subscribe to our mailing list so you never miss an episode. Be sure to leave a review on Podchaser by clicking the link at the top of the page. That would mean the world to me. Finally, I'd love for you to join Breaking Free Authentically, our private sex-positive relationship community on Facebook. All the links will be posted in the show notes. Enjoy the show. Do you feel like you've been sold a fairy tale when it comes to sex and love? Why isn't it working? Why am I not fulfilled or satisfied? Why do I have a deep longing for more? Maybe you've had some of these thoughts. Did you know it's not your fault? That's right. You've been brainwashed since childhood with disempowering beliefs about sex and relationships. This is known as the mono mindset. If you're tired of feeling stuck, you're ready for Breaking Free from Conformity, the 8-week program where you will learn how the mono mindset has set you up for failure in relationships, why you think of sex as wrong or taboo, why you judge yourself. You will finally learn how to have empowered relationships with confidence and success. Many of my clients have said, "Corinne, I didn't know I had choices. I thought I needed a partner to feel complete. I thought I was supposed to suppress my desires to have a successful relationship." Well, what if you could learn to love yourself and your desires without guilt? Well, you can. With Breaking Free from Conformity, the 8-week program, shifting the subconscious programming that is keeping you stuck. It's not your fault. You weren't given a choice. It's time to break free and start living your life. To register, go to offers.corinnebedard.com/BFFC for Breaking Free from Conformity. I can't wait for you to find ultimate freedom and create an empowered relationship for yourself. Welcome back to Breaking Free Authentically. Today, my guest is Laura Brodaddy. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
I love it. I thought it was, you know, like Brodaddy or something, but no, Brodaddy. Totally an awesome swinger name, by the way. How cool is that?
I feel like it was perfect and it was just meant to be.
It was meant to be. So today, like I said, my guest is Laura, and she is an avid listener. So she's just like you guys. And she has recently taken my brand new program, Open Relationship Roadmap, The Secrets to Success. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about that, because I want you guys to know all about it too. And who better than one of you to kind of give us the lowdown on this brand new course. So thank you so much for being here, Laura. I know that podcasting is not something that you usually do, and you're usually on the listener end of things, but I'm so glad you're willing to come on.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to be here. I'm super, super excited to be here. And it is true. I'm totally the podcast listener. I've never done anything like this before, so please forgive me, everyone.
Well, you're a lot like me. And when we actually met in person, we were in Montreal a few weeks ago, and we actually got to meet in person. And that was really fun. And we were like two peas in a pod for sure. I was like, oh my
goodness.
Definitely.
Definitely.
We're very similar people. It was funny. So, fun fact about Laura is, I'm not going to say where she lives, but you live like 45 minutes from where I used to live for like the past 21 or so years, 22 years. I don't know. I was there a long time and we never met when I was there, but then I moved away and there you were. So we could have been friends, you know, up there in real life, but now we're 2 hours apart.
I know. And 45 minutes out here is like next door neighbors.
Right.
Because they're small towns. And yes, it would be so nice to be closer, but we'll the best of our moments when we do get to see each other.
Exactly. So that's that's what Zoom is for. And ironically, where I met you in person was Montreal, which is like another 6 hours from here. Like, so that was kind of funny. But I digress. Let's go back to the task at hand. But Laura, can you tell us just a little bit about you, since you are a listener? Like, when did you start listening to my podcast? How did you come across it? Like, what's some of that background?
Okay, so my husband and I are pretty new to ethical non-monogamy, or the lifestyle, as we call it, between each other. Mm-hmm. And we kind of dove right in, super excited, super pumped, want to do all the things, have all the fun. And then I realized there's so much more to everything. And I actually discovered your podcasts online. I saw them in one of the groups that we are mutually a part of, and I just started listening. And I just work part-time, so I'm home a lot doing all the household stuff, and I will listen to your podcasts while I'm doing laundry or dishes or just anything around the house. And I really feel like I'm benefiting from all the good information that's in there. I am realizing all the things that I don't know, because I think at the beginning I was very like, how much could be to it? But there's so much to it. And it's just helpful to show if you're on the right track, and it highlights areas that maybe you need to focus on. I love that it focuses on communication with your partner, and my partner and I have always had really good communication, but it's just so, so, so important. And I'm just really, really enjoying listening to that and getting all the good, valuable information that people new to the lifestyle like us should be kind of aware of and know.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Just a little side note, like on this podcast, I don't necessarily, it's not a how-to on how to do the lifestyle. It's kind of a philosophy of how to be in the lifestyle, I think is more what I do. And so it's good to hear that you have found that really helpful and valuable. Do you find that it helps you like know how to approach things just because of sort of the mindset that I'm talking about? Is that what you...
So I feel that it's helpful for, you know, couples or singles like us, but just for anybody considering it, anybody with a little bit more outside the box thinking, I feel like it's just kind of a whole idea and different way of approaching life. And yeah. I feel like I'm fully embracing that and it's really resonating with me. I see what you're saying. And I think it's very empowering for anybody to hear, being in the lifestyle or not in the lifestyle, or being a part of the ethical non-monogamous society. I think everyone's mindset could shift to just be accepting of all of this. It's really just opening my eyes to what would happen if we all just kind of thought this way. What would happen if we all kind of just felt this way? What would happen if it was all just accepted? For me, it's really helpful because of the path that I'm on and the life that my partner and I are choosing for ourselves. But I think it would be a good listen for anybody, no matter what you do or who you are or what your path is. You could have the same partner your whole life and never want to venture outside of that, which is wonderful and great if that is who you are and what you want. But I think that the podcast opens your mind to just being more accepting of the whole big picture.
Oh, this is so great to hear this feedback, because that's exactly what I'm trying to do, is I'm really trying to shift the paradigm of how we think about sexuality in our culture, sexuality and relationships, right? Like, how do we view it? How do we think about it? What are we programmed to think, and to kind of shine a light on that? And so to me, that is where we start. Like, if we can get a whole society to think a little bit differently, then all of a sudden we have other choices. And that's where the design work starts to come in, right? Like, as a relationship designer, now we can start to go, okay, well, here's all, now you've heard, these are all the colors available, these are all the styles available. Now we can go into the building process or the redecorating, redesigning, and make things fit from the menu that is available, right?
Right.
And yeah, that's my big vision, is to really be sort of a Pied Piper of a paradigm shift in how we think about things. It's not just monogamy, conscious monogamy, 100%, do it, but be conscious and don't just fall into the trap that it's going to solve all your problems or a relationship is going to fix everything, because that's not true. It's not going to, not the way we've been taught, right?
That's right. I think the podcast is very inclusive and it kind of opens your mind a little bit more, because I went in thinking my mind is so open. I have an open mind, and I think I do, but it's even more open now. It's teaching me so much about the different paths and full, complete, total acceptance of all the things myself. You focus on so many different topics that are helpful regardless of what your path is. And I'm finding it especially helpful in my life because of the path that I'm on. And I'm just so excited about it. I want to tell the world. I have girlfriends that I've had for years that are not part of the ethical non-monogamy community that are listening to it. And they're so supportive, which I adore them. And I'm so happy that they're enjoying it as well. So I do really think that there's something for everyone to get from it.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I often have coaches or people on the podcast, guests that are not ethically non-monogamous. And do you find that has also been helpful?
I find that it definitely has been helpful, because I want to hear everybody's opinion. You have a lot of very well-educated people that you've had as guests, and I love hearing the educated opinions. I love hearing everyone's opinion. I think the more information, the better. You don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And it just helps you be more accepting and inclusive of it all. And I definitely think so.
Nice. Yeah. I just, my intention is so much that I don't want to exclude people because, like you said, you don't know what you don't know. You know, and I say this often, I didn't know what I didn't know. Like, I was fundamentalist Christian. I knew one way of being, what relationships should look like. And there was only one way, one right way. And everything I did was to be on that path so that I could have the healthy marriage that I was supposed to have, right? And turns out there was a lot of different ways to have relationships that I was completely unaware of. So when I ended up deconverting from my faith, I was like, okay, what else have I been taught that's not accurate? Or what else should I be questioning? Or what else should I look at? And I talk about this in my first episode, Bible school graduate turned Playboy enthusiast. And like, that's a big part of my journey. And it's a big part of what I want to show people is that you can change your mind. You can see the world in a different way and rebuild your worldview consciously. And you get to choose the bricks that you keep in your worldview. You know, like you tear down the wall and then you can build it brick by brick again. And I literally, that's what I had to do with my own life and my own journey. And Playboy Radio was just sort of an accident. Because I was like, okay, those are the worst of the worst. I'm going to go. I have a free subscription to, or I have a subscription to Sirius Radio and there's this Playboy channel. I'm going to go listen to that. And I was just like, wow, there's like no shame, no judgment. Like this is such a different way to see things because like I was in a church. Oh, I was in a church where there was very few teenagers and there was no sex before marriage, right? Like that is the thing. I was a virgin when I got married. This was a huge thing. And here we are at this little church in the country with, you know, a youth group of 6 or 7, maybe 8. And in my time there, three of the girls got pregnant. And all three of them had to come up to the front of the church and repent and ask for forgiveness. Talk about shaming, right? Where were the guys? Awful. The guys. They didn't have to come up.
Oh, they didn't.
No. Interesting, right? I didn't even think of that. They were the ones who were pregnant. So those kinds of things. Like, so that's the kind of environment I grew up in, right? And I always felt that something it didn't jive. It did and it didn't because I was such a sexual person. And like I've talked about in other podcasts, I was so shamed from such a young age. That masturbation was wrong at 4 years old. Like you're a child, you're just discovering your body. You're like, ooh, this is pleasurable. This is nice. You're not trying to do anything sinful.
You're just exploring your body. It's a natural thing. You're just exploring
your body, right? And all of a sudden, this programming enters your mind like, oh, pleasure's bad. That's the programming. Sex is bad. Touching yourself is bad. Oh, I better not do that. But it feels really good. So now I have to do it in secret. Now I get to obsess about it. And now I have shame about it. And now I think about it when I'm not supposed to. And now I'm hiding things, right? And then if I get found out, which I did, I will get in trouble again. And then again, more, it's deeper shame, deeper guilt. And it's like just a little thing. Like I was not hurting anybody. I was a virgin when I got married, you know? Yeah. And I had terrible shame about touching myself. And I just think this is so common in our culture, just different ways of thinking. And I call it the mono mindset. In my 8-week program, we break down the mono mindset. What were we taught? What were we taught was wrong? What shouldn't we do? Where does our worth come from? Like, where did we get the idea that we're worthy from not doing these things or pleasing other people or sacrificing your own needs? You know, all this kind of stuff is built into us. We wonder why people are people pleasers. I remember picking up a book. I don't remember what it's called anymore. And I couldn't remember last week's podcast either, what the book was called. I should have looked it up, but it, you know, it was basically like ending people pleasing. And I was like, well, why would you need to end that? That's a nice thing. That's like what you're supposed to be, especially as a Christian, turn the other cheek, you know, right. Sacrifice. It's not about you. It's about others. It's about glorifying God. Everything is for others. And I was never taught to go, what does Corrine want? What makes me happy? What brings me joy? What fills my fucking battery?
Yes. And you go so long living like that, not really knowing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, and like people like you and I, we are growth seekers. We always want to be better and better ourselves and have the best relationship we can have or be the best mother that we can be or this or that. And so my podcast resonates with you because that's the kind of thing I want to bring to people. It's like, how can we be better? But at the same time, my other message is you are amazing the way you are. You have worth regardless of what other people think.
Definitely. Definitely. And I feel like to touch on what you just said about society has all these rules that everybody, not everybody, but a lot, like a bulk of the people in our world live by and follow. But I truly believe, and you highlighted in your podcasts and your courses so well, that we have the ability to choose. We have the freedom to make up the rules for ourselves and in our relationships. And just because it's what we've been doing for hundreds or thousands of years doesn't mean that that's what we have to do going forward. We are in control of our life. We have those freedoms. And I just think that's another reason that the podcast and the programs are so, so important, because some people out there are probably feeling stuck or trapped or wondering and have questions. We have the freedom to be whatever we want to be, whoever we want to be, and we can make the rules respectfully with our partners and ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It feels so amazing to know that. It's so freeing and exciting to look at the future. I'm turning 40 next month, and I'm so excited. I feel like life is just getting good. I can't wait for what's to come. I think life is beautiful, and I don't have this set of rules that have to tell me how to live my life. I want to be a good person and do good things and live my best life with the rules that I create for myself. Mm-hmm. And I think your podcasts or your podcast singular and your courses really empower you to and allow you to say, that's how I feel, and that's just the way it is, and that's okay. I want other people to feel as empowered and sure of themselves in this kind of thinking.
I'm getting chills because I've worked so hard. I'm getting a little choked up, actually, emotional. Because I have worked so hard for that message to come through. And I have been so intentional. And sometimes it feels like you're walking backwards, you know? Sometimes you feel like, is this even worth it? Because the majority of people just want to be told what to do and how to do it.
Yes.
And I don't. I give you a framework on how to think. I give you my intention is that I shift your thinking and programming so that you're empowered to make choices that are empowering to you and authentic to you, and that's okay to do that. And sometimes I feel bad because, again, this programming is so strong. There's a right way to do something, and I should be teaching people the right way to do it. And I can't do that with good conscience. I don't want to tell you how to do the lifestyle. Because the way you do the lifestyle is different than the way I do the lifestyle. And that's perfectly okay.
That's the beauty of it all.
Exactly. And so you see a lot of drama in like the forums and the groups and stuff where people judge other people for the way that they're doing, that they're not doing it right sometimes. Like the biggest one, I've talked about this before, is like the polyamorous as opposed to swingers, right? Like polyamorous people really kind of attack swingers who come into a poly group. They just think it's ethical non-monogamy, which is why it's like the definitions can be important here. And so I use the term like open relationship to just kind of pull everybody together a little bit here for my course. And we're going to get into that in a minute. But I see like this, like someone will come in and they're like, you know, we really want to add some excitement to our life and add, you know, a third person or this or that. And then they're getting slammed by the polyamory. That's so unethical, blah, blah. And it's like, hold up. Can we just ask them some questions of what they're really looking for before we attack them with like, your unicorn hunting? Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But also, before you educate them so severely, you know, all in the name of education, before you judge them and tell them what they're doing wrong, why don't you find out what it is they're looking for and perhaps lead them to the swinger group if they're more looking for sexual satisfaction rather than an emotional relationship, because that looks different. And the couples privilege is a thing in the in the swinging world. It's a thing that couples hope to hang on to, and that's okay. Polyamory, couples privilege, is seen as a negative because it's not fair to the third person coming in or the other people coming in. But what we have to understand is that if I'm clearly defining what I'm looking for, then it's not unethical to the person choosing to enter that.
That makes sense. That makes sense, because there will be others out there that are looking for the same thing.
Right.
So, and everyone gets to decide.
Right.
And yeah.
So the beauty of like not just saying, oh, I'm polyamorous, that's open-ended. Like, so what I find is that people have created new buckets, right? It's like monogamy is a bucket, swinging is a bucket, polyamory is a bucket now, and you have to stay within that box. Let's say box, because I say out of the box thinking, right? We're just creating okay. New boxes. And why do we have to create another box? Like if you're polyamorous, you want to love more than one person. And you want to be free. It doesn't mean you're out necessarily looking for someone else to love. You have to find someone else to love. I would challenge you, if you're doing that anyways, that maybe there's something you're not loving inside of yourself. If that's what you're absolutely, I have to find someone else to love. That's right. Maybe an indicator of something that's not healthy. But if you want to be open to being able to love whoever you want, that it means you get to create the parameters of what your preferences are, what you're looking for, why you want to love. And there's no shame in that. But all of a sudden we're putting rules on, oh, everything has to be equal and fair and blah, 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 and da, da, da. Okay, maybe for you. But also if it has to be exactly equal and exactly fair, what are you trying to protect? What are you looking to someone else for that you're not meeting for yourself? Because I can guarantee you, not everything's going to be equal and not everything's going to be fair.
And that's life.
Yeah, that's life.
Yeah.
And it's knowing how to handle that. Like maybe you are going to have to change some things. That's okay. You know, maybe that person thought they would be okay with you know, you having a play partner and them not having one. Maybe they thought they would be okay with that because they're not interested in sex very much. And they thought, oh, this would be great. Then I won't have to do it. But then some things are coming up for them and we might need to renegotiate or redesign. Ooh, redesign. but again, if it's not a black or white rule, if it's not a like, this is how it's done, like society tells us, then we have more chances to shift things around without shame and guilt, right? Because we're not doing anything wrong. Like, no, this is something that is important to me and I get to choose it. So I'm going to build that into my structure, my framework, you know, and I say this often, I don't, you know, if you listen to the podcast, you know, but, you know, for me, if I'm going to have a relationship with someone else, if I can't cuddle with you or have a great conversation, then I don't have time for that. I can be your friend. We can hang out at the club, whatever. Great. But like to go out on a date and make a specific time for that, or like be talking with someone on a regular basis. Like if you just message me, hey, probably not your person. If you ask me a question, hey, how's your day going and how are you feeling today or whatever? Like if I feel like I'm allowed to be authentic and talk and tell people actually how I'm actually feeling or what things are going on in my day, then you're probably for me. But if you're just like giving a rote, hey, how's it going? Good, great. That I'm probably not your people, right? Like that I'm not going to invest a lot of time in that because I want something deeper. I have such a great partner. I don't need very much more at all. I don't need anything more actually, but he's not one to have like long and intellectual conversations. It's just not his thing. So I'm going to go have that with other people. So if you're that person and we have some chemistry and I feel safe with you, then hey, maybe we can take that to another level. It wasn't like that at the beginning when we first started dating, right? Like it didn't look like that. Like that's evolved. We're both.
And you were able to design that together between the two of you based on your own personal needs. Mm-hmm. With good communication and all the things, and it's working for you guys, and you're happy and you're feeling fulfilled, and life is short. That is what I just want for everybody. I want everybody that I love and care about, and even people I don't know, just to have that. So if the societal norms are something that aren't mm-hmm. maybe making you feel happy or fulfilled always, maybe it is time to think a little more mm-hmm. outside the box and open your mind and explore what your needs are and what it is that's going to make you feel fulfilled and happy.
Yeah. And maybe that is like creative, out of the box sexual experiences. Maybe that's something you want. Oh, well, those swingers, they just want to have sex, not meaningful relationships. Okay. So what? If that's what exactly. they want, if that's what they desire, there is a whole fucking community of people who also want that and who also enjoy that and have no shame about that. So you stay on your side, you stay in your lane, and you don't need to judge them for that. And this is other ethical non-monogamy people. This is what I'm saying. It's like there's other boxes. It's like you're polyamorous and you're judging the swingers. Like, wait a second. Can we just all be out of the box? And you get to just, you go design your home. We'll design ours. You know, like they don't have to look the same. They meet different needs, you know?
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. That's something that's really important to me. Also, there's a question that I want to ask you. It's something I ask a lot in my 8-week program, and you haven't done that one. So we are a society that we're told what to do and how to do it for the most part. And it's a structure that, like, as parents, we often parent that way too, right? Like we tell the kid, you go brush your teeth, go da-da-da-da-da-da-da. When they're little, that's appropriate. As they get older, we want to give them the tools to be able to structure their own time and their own schedules and stuff. Otherwise, they'll never learn it because they'll leave the house going, I was told what to do all the time, and now I'm by myself. What the hell do I do? And we see that happening all over the place. You know, like young adults have no skills because they weren't taught to think for themselves or anything like that. So who does it benefit? Let's just even talk in a parenting scenario. Who does it benefit for a kid to just be following the rules?
I think my answer is probably no one if it's just blindly following the rules. Mm-hmm. And especially not long term.
Mm. Short later term. Let's answer it short term.
Short term. So if I've asked one of my sons, I have two beautiful boys that I adore, to say brush his teeth for the 10th time. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm reminding and I'm standing outside the door and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, please just brush your teeth. In those moments, I would like him to just blindly follow the rule and brush his teeth.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it's a good thing if they are always doing that and never pushing the limits.
Yeah.
Because then they can't explore properly who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of shutting doors for them.
Yeah.
So I think there's a little bit of a place for it in a task like brushing teeth or get dressed for school or, you know, put your lunch in your bag, those kinds of things. But if they only have rules to follow and they must follow them, they're never pushing you to see their side or making mistakes and doing things wrong. They're just blindly following. I don't think that it's healthy. I think that you take away from them the ability to explore certain things about themselves.
Yeah. No, and I'm 100% in agreement with you. And I remember when I was very much sort of, I was never like a legalistic parent or like a totally authoritative. But I do remember like the teaching that if they didn't listen the first time, that they were willfully disrespecting or being a bad child, you know, if you want to put it that way. And that purely was for my benefit, right? Like, who did it benefit if they obey and said yes to everything? That's to my benefit because it just makes it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And also, as a Christian trying to establish sort of their worldview and everything, I want them to agree with me and I want them to have the same beliefs that I have. And so I remember when my daughter was in fourth grade for you Americans. In grade four, she had friends over, and I remember they were downstairs. They were all like having a slumber party in the hot tub that was empty. They had pillows and everything in the hot tub, and they're all like in there. And I remember her asking her, "Guys, how do you know God is real?" And I froze. My whole body went numb. And I remember thinking, how could she ask such a question? I have to nip this in the bud now. Like, this is big. And I remember going to my husband and saying to him, like, we have to stop this. They can't be questioning things like that. Yeah.
Right.
That was my upbringing, right? There was one way to think, and we can't have her questioning if God is real. Oh my gosh, that would be terrible, you know? What could happen? I might lose control of her. Okay, so now I ask the question again. A society who is taught to be people pleasers or follow the rules or not, or think sexuality is bad and behave a certain way and relationships are supposed to look a certain way, who does that benefit?
I think some people love to have those rules to follow. Mm-hmm. It gives them direction and clarity, maybe clarity is not the right word. It gives them direction. It makes them feel like maybe they're taking off their boxes, which is fine, but is it making them happy?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a very difficult question to answer. You have to really dig deep because you don't want to say, no, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to be saying, no, I'm unhappy or no, I'm unfulfilled, or they're not willing to admit it to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you do, so much amazing change can happen. And then you can be living the most fulfilled life
mm-hmm.
that you might have never dreamed of.
Yeah. So if it's not benefiting you, it's benefiting someone, and it's usually not you, right?
That's right. That's right. And it's fine to see. I want everyone I love to feel happiness, and I love doing things for my family and my husband, but it can't just be always about pleasing other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think like what I'm also getting at too, is like as a society, it makes sense to have a system for people to follow because it's easier to control people. And it's not like you're setting out to control, not necessarily. Some people don't see it that way. But a society that follows all the same rules can be controlled. It can be brainwashed and can be made to be obedient, right? Like kids who have very like strict, like, yes, 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 they have to obey all the time. You see them, and this is the homeschooling joke, right? Like kids who are homeschooled often, the ones who were like strict Christian upbringing, homeschooled, shelter them from the world and any other way of thinking, homeschooled. We can't let them mix with those non-Christians because the world's going to corrupt them, kind of homeschooled kids. They get out of the homeschool situation and they have no idea how to function and make their own decisions in their own life. They have no filtering process. Why is that good for me or why is that not good for me? Now who's going to tell me what to do? And guaranteed they're going to go to someone else who's going to tell them what to do, either a cult or another religious system that gives them all the rules. And this is why in the Bible, we're called sheep. The Christians are called sheep because they follow the shepherd. And sheep are dumb. They don't think. They don't think for themselves.
Right.
And like leaving Christianity, I go, oh, I was not taught to trust my own intuition or my own thinking or my own questioning of anything. I had to shove that way down because a society who questions the rules, who questions what's right and wrong, is going to be harder to control. They're going to do their own thing, right? You're going to have these things. So if sex is easily accessible and not sinful and not bad, like it's going to go rampant, you're going to lose control of everybody and, you know, all of this stuff. But really what's happening is those of us who are sex positive, those of us who are sexually authentic and have sexual well-being and understand our bodies, make educated choices about our sexuality, meaning we're healthy and safe. We're making sure that we can say no and that we set boundaries for ourselves. Like we're not just being told what to do. We have taken it into our own hands. So we use protection. We use all these things that that quote unquote the world or the rulers that be don't trust anyone to do. If I don't tell you to do it, you're not going to do it. So it's an easy way to control people. So because we have these beliefs, right? We have these like monogamy, you know, sex with one person for the rest of your life is kind of like the model that we aspire to, right? Like that was the moral compass for a long time. Sex before marriage was wrong. Shameful if you got pregnant outside of wedlock, even that, you know, like, oh, they got pregnant outside of wedlock. Well, that is still a thing that's shameful, not as shameful. You know, if you're living with someone now and you choose to have a kid, it's more acceptable. But like even 10 years ago, that wasn't acceptable as much, right? But now it's like people shack up all the time and went, oh, the society, you know, those kids, they just don't commit to anything and they just sleep around all the time. Nobody can make sense of it because it is so vilified. It's so morally unacceptable still in the background, right?
Right.
So if you are considering opening up your relationship, if you want something new and exciting, it's scary.
Yes, definitely. I kind of sat with my thoughts on it for a full year before I was able to verbalize to my very open-minded, accepting, loving husband, whom I knew would talk me through it and we would figure it out. But it's like, I really had to think, is this something that I truly want or not? And I think it takes a lot of courage to admit it to yourself, and it takes a while. It's a process. It's not just a one day, you know, I'm going to try this thing. I'm going to think about it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
it's just a process. And then
what's the implied risk, Laura?
So it's scary because you could be in a relationship where your partner doesn't feel the same way, maybe, and doesn't want to open the relationship in any way. That was something that had crossed my mind. But then I ultimately decided that that was who I am, and I'm not being fair to myself or to him if I don't share this with him. And I did, and we talked and talked and talked about it for months, and we were getting enthusiastic and excited, and he accepted it, and I felt nothing but support and love from him in regards to it, and we have just kind of gone from there. So definitely a risk that I thought was, this might be me, but this might not be him. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's okay. I think that that's okay. It's a big risk, but it's so much worse to just spend the rest of your life being somebody that you're not, mm-hmm. and withholding things from your partner. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to them. So I can see the risk, but the benefits and the rewards of that kind of deep honesty far outweigh that risk. So that would probably be a risk, I would say, for sure. That was very, very.
So what's the risk of like jumping in once you make the decision? I know there's a lot of people that are fearful of similar things. Why I designed this course, right? Who are the people that are going to benefit from this course? Because you enter it, either you enter it or you think about it and you're like, oof, big fear that a lot of people have?
Like the fear of, sorry, I'm not understanding the question.
Oh, like, no, I'm just thinking like, okay, so if those who are like, okay, because it's called the Open Relationship Roadmap.
Yes. Yep.
To success. And so,
yes.
Okay. You've been honest. You're like, okay, we're both willing to try this thing. The big risk and scary part is like, well, we have a good relationship right now. What if we ruin it?
That's yes, absolutely. You love for my particular personal situation. I love my partner deeply. He's my best friend. Mm-hmm. I don't want to risk losing that. I never did. I don't want to now. So going forward, I want all the information. I want your roadmap, mm-hmm. to set me up for success so that I have all the information that I need to be successful out there navigating this world. And my relationship is worth it. It's not that big of a financial, not a lot of money to spend. It's a little bit at first, but it's not a lot of money to spend when it's your relationship. Mm-hmm. It's the person that you love and care about the most. Your partner is worth it. Mm-hmm. And you yourself, if you're not partnered in a marriage or if you don't have a significant other, you yourself, your relationship with yourself, some of your topics really focus on, and that is very important. And you are worth it to kind of get all the information, maybe give yourself a little bit of direction, understand what pieces of the puzzle are important to get where you want to get. Because it's supposed to be wonderful. It's supposed to be fun. But to get to the wonderful and fun part, you have to put a little bit of effort into being able to achieve that. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I loved your roadmap. Because you can just go at your own pace. It's easy to watch. It's fun. You have these tools that you give people to make the experience better. Hmm. If it's right for you, the experience is going to be, I think it's going to be good, but you give the tools to make it better.
Hmm. Cool. So what was your hope? Like, as soon as I said that I was creating this course, you were like, oh my God, I want this course so badly. I'm waiting and waiting. And you were like checking in, and it took so much longer than I thought. I thought I would finish it in like a week. I was like, oh, it's just going to be a mini course. No big deal, whatever. Oh my gosh. I put my heart and soul into it.
Oh, thank you so much for doing that. It's been so helpful for newcomers like my husband and I.
Okay, Laura. When you started this course, like, because you were so excited, you kept asking me like if it was ready or whatever. So finally you got to it and I finally was like, it's ready. It's ready. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm signing up right away. So you were like the first person to purchase this course. I was so excited for you because you were so, and then some former clients who have taken the program, they didn't have this program or this course yet, but they took the big program. And they were like, oh, you're not going to be sorry. You're going to love it. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet, you know, but then you started taking it. I was like, what were you hoping to get out of it? Because you couldn't wait for this course to come out. What did you think it was going to do and how has it impacted you?
So I was super excited to do it because you don't know what you don't know. I want all the information. I want to thrive and be successful and be doing things in a healthy way. One of my main things was I've met some incredible, incredible people recently with my husband that are part of the ethical non-monogamy community. And I want to know all the things. I want to keep those friendships. They're beautiful, open-minded, loving, awesome people. And I want to be my best me going forward for myself, but also in my relationships that I'm starting to have with people in this community. I wanted to better myself so that I can be the best version of myself. And I also got a really big takeaway from doing the course, which I was hoping that I would. Some of the things I thought, yes, I feel the same way. And some of the things I thought, that's a really good idea. And then my ultimate takeaway was, I think I want to further explore setting healthy boundaries for myself. Mm. I do have healthy boundaries in place with my partner, with my kids, my friends, loved ones, but I do struggle with how to go about introducing that in situations or where and when is the right time. How do you say that in a kind, loving way that doesn't hurt anybody's feelings? And if it does, it maybe needs to happen because it's your boundary, because it's something that will negatively affect you. But what's the kindest, most effective way to go about doing that? And in some ways I'm doing it, but some ways I have so many questions. I learned in the course the importance of this. Mm-hmm. So a big takeaway for me was exploring that more and working with you in future to just go over that and talk about how and who and when and what.
Awesome. And so I have structured it so that when you're finished with this course, you actually can get the Establishing Boundaries course. I have one. It's more specific on how to say the things or whatever. But like a lot of people do it the other way around. They're like, okay, this is how I say the boundary and blah, 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 without the internal understanding of why and how boundaries help and what the importance of it is. And so for me, the roadmap really starts with sexual authenticity, right?
Yeah.
And to me, that's the first step because if you can't be sexually authentic with yourself, you can't be sexually authentic with your partner if you're partnered. And you're certainly not going to be authentic in a broader scope of ethical non-monogamy, right? So you have to be sexually authentic. And there's three pieces to that, right? And I break those down. Like, what are those three parts to being sexually authentic? In each section, so then there was healthy boundaries and then empowered relationships. In those three sections, were there any things that I broke down? So I have like Venn diagrams with three sections for each thing. Did you find that helpful? And was there anything surprising to you in the context of, say, sexual authenticity? We had three pieces, right?
Yes. So I found the visuals, the slides, the photos that you used all really helpful and relatable. Something that really cleared something up for me was under your third part of it, empowered relationship. So I must say to John, not anymore because I know better, but I must have said to John every week since embarking on this journey, I feel like I should feel jealous. Like if I see you chatting with a beautiful, wonderful woman, and I feel like I should be, but I just don't. And I kind of grew up, I'm a girl's girl with all the girlfriends and always you know, you hear girls talking about being jealous of other girls, or their partner did this or looked at a woman a certain way and it made them feel a certain way. And that's, you know, they're very likely maybe telling the truth, but I felt like I was lacking that component. I'm not feeling jealous. I'm feeling excited for you. I'm loving seeing you so happy. So every week or every month, I would say at least one time, I just don't feel jealous, but I feel like I should. I feel like so I don't know if there's something wrong. And I actually was going to bring that to your attention as a question. And I realized that it's because of a new word that I learned, compersion. Mm. I'm thrilled for my partner when he's happy. I love that he's having new experiences. I love watching him come alive and kicking back and being his best self. And I've not felt jealousy once, and I was worried about it, mm-hmm. but I realize now that it's a very healthy thing that I'm not. And it's got me so, so excited. You cleared that up for me. I was worried about that and kind of almost afraid to admit it. You know, I don't
love him enough if you're not jealous.
That's right. That's right. So I had that conversation with him too. You're my, you know, I love you deeply, so very much. Don't question it, but I'm not feeling jealous, but it's not because I don't love you. And now I know that it's because of compersion and that it's a healthy thing. And I'm so excited that turned out to be the case. Mm-hmm. So that was a big thing for me.
And in the course, like, did you ever feel like someone who doesn't have compersion can't do this? Because there's a lot of people who are like, I don't feel compersion. Am I ever going to be able to be a swinger? You know, can I ever do this? Compersion can be learned. Compersion is not natural. Compersion is not taught. We are very much programmed to believe that jealousy equals love. And if you love someone, you should be jealous. And so I find it very interesting that you were like, I feel like there's something wrong with that if I don't mm-hmm. feel jealous. And then there's those who do feel jealous. They're like, I'm a jealous person. I'm never going to be able to do this. No, because jealousy is a programmed. It's there because of certain beliefs that you have about love and about what relationships mean to you and what they should provide or shouldn't, right? Like, there's so many shoulds in our culture. And so what I do in this program is help you like unpack all the things that might come up, but also relieve you of the need to have to think that way, right? And I'm sort of like taking off those layers is my intent, right? To go, well, you think that's somewhere to stop you, but you don't need to feel shame about having that feeling. That's normal. You've been programmed that way. It would be like you. It's weird if you don't feel jealous. So
I thought maybe it was an indicator of something wrong, but it was the opposite. And I was so excited to know that. And I feel blessed that that's a truth for us. And because compersion, it can be learned,
yeah.
which again, you taught me, I think it's just another reason to do the course and to do some soul searching, because jealousy, it's not a nice feeling. And if you can feel less of it, why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And people think it's something you have to feel, right? Like it's just going to be inevitable. You can have little moments of jealousy, but jealousy is there to inform you of something. Like often jealousy is there because there's a need that's not being met. It's a deeper issue. And so if you allow it to tell you something rather than be like, oh, we just can't do this, right? Then you get to go, oh, I know why I'm struggling, because I don't feel very connected to you right now. And I see that you're very connected to other people, or you come alive in a different way with other people. And I don't get that side of you or whatever. Like, that's why I'm jealous. I'm not jealous necessarily of that other person, but I can if I start to think of it and compare it to my own worth. Like, all of a sudden they're more worthy than me because I'm not getting that. But this whole course breaks down my philosophy. It breaks down the way that I think about shifting a paradigm, right? Like the yes. way we see things. And so what's the analogy I use at the beginning? Because you texted me right away. You're like, I'm sucked in right away at the beginning. Like, I just started it and I can't take my eyes away. And you were like, oh, I love the analogy that you're using about the trip and the snacks or whatever.
Yes, because, well, you're just, you're kind and you're relatable in the way you convey the information. So you were talking about beginning your journey and you're saying, you know, you've got your snacks, the car is packed, you're in the driver's seat, but you have no map. You have no idea where to go once you're outside of your town or your city that you live. So it's all fine and good to have the excitement and the open mind and the snacks and all the things. But if you don't have a roadmap, you can't really get where you're going to go. And I loved that analogy. And I just thought, this is why I'm here doing this, mm-hmm. because I want to be living my best life. I love people. I'm feeling in love with my life right now. And I want to be the best version of myself. And I just want to be able to get to my destination. So I just loved it right away when you were talking like that and how relatable it is to just everyday life.
And is there something wrong with us for needing a roadmap?
No, I absolutely not. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't be able to get anywhere.
Right? Like we think nothing of using a GPS, right? But it's like, oh, if I have to get a course to tell me if I'm doing this right, then there's something wrong with me, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not good. It's like, no, this course is designed to give you confidence that you're on the right track. And if you're not taking the right path, you'll know. By the end, you'll know that this is for you 100%, or ooh, I should work on this before I jump in with both feet. Or I've jumped in and maybe I spend a little more time at this stop in this city.
Yeah. Yes.
And see some of these sites a little bit more and really get comfortable with this museum and all the whatever. You know, I could go on with analogies if I want, but I won't. You know, it'll give you the clues. And literally the first three steps, you don't even have to go to like the secrets to successful ethical non-monogamy, because after like the step three, even if you never think you want to be ethically non-monogamous, it doesn't even matter, because you'll have the secrets to successful relationships is what you'll have. I mean,
yes,
it's just so powerful. And that's why doing this course really like helped me see sort of who are my people? Who is my target audience? It is swingers, people interested in ethical non-monogamy, but it's not necessarily, it happens to be an area that I can really talk about and I'm comfortable with talking about sexuality and all that. But my heart is that it's just people who are in relationships, be better in relationships wherever they are, whatever they decide or whatever they design. That
yes.
is the key for me. And again, you might think that you're doing great and that's awesome, but why not be reassured that you're doing great and that at least thinking about ethical non-monogamy is not going to be a problem, because now you're like, oh, this might come up. I know already this might come up and I'm ready for it. Or, oh, we already have all those things. We're already set. You know, we're set to go. We got this, you know, and there might be bumps along the way, but we are ready and we're on the right track because our relationship's in a good place. And if you're single, you understand like what other relationships are struggling with sometimes, or what kind of green flags you want to be looking for in other couples or other singles. Because I do talk a lot about self-love, kind of theme. And we don't.
Which I loved, by the way.
Oh, good.
I loved, because it's such a big part of it. I think the self-love is such a big part of it. And I think if anybody is struggling with that, you highlight that it needs to be the first focus, because after you love yourself, I feel like your world and your life opens up for you and you can just go forward without fear. Mm-hmm. You're not worried about what everyone thinks of you, or.
And that's a big piece, right? I think We give our power away by giving other people the power to determine our worth because we put it in other people's hands. But if you are in charge of your own worth, if you're the decider of your own worth, nobody can change that for you. And that right there is like super powerful. But most people going into the lifestyle are not going to be like, oh, I want to learn more about self-love so I can be successful in lifestyle. Like they're not. They just want to know that they're going to be successful, you know? And it's not just like, oh, you need to sit and meditate and you need to not be in relationships in order to love yourself. No, it's none of that. It's very real, practical things. And like, you'll know very quickly if you're on the right track or not. And if you're not, then I can help you because that's the next steps, right? Then you're like, oh, now I know what I need Corinne for. She's definitely not just a podcast host. She actually can really guide people through, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel very well equipped to face challenges in a healthy way after seeing the steps of the roadmap. I watched some of the videos twice because I wanted it to really sink in. And none of us want drama in our lives. Nobody has time.
No.
Everyone's living such a busy life. So I feel like it can help eliminate that in a major way because you have more tools in your tool belts. And if you're better equipped, you're going to be more successful. I loved the program and I'm so grateful that you put it out there for people like me or people that aren't like me, for everyone really.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it and that it had the impact that I was hoping for it to have, because that just makes me happy. It makes all the couple months of work. The 1 week turned into 2 months. but I really enjoyed it and I learned a lot. And I want to put out beautiful content, more kind of luxurious looking things and just things that people can feel connected to and that are really real and authentic. And I feel like even the slides I chose for the lessons were so real for me. They spoke to me in a really deep way. And I really wanted them to help move the message along and have people just kind of relate in a way that they might not if I was just talking. So yeah,
and you definitely can relate to the emotions in the pictures, in the slides that you used, because sometimes when you say it, it's different to hear the word of what it is than to understand what that feeling is. So you could see the emotion on the faces of the people in the pictures that you used that would describe it without you having to say the word. And it is helpful. I learned some new words. I didn't know what compersion was.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very excited and more educated now to know what that means.
Yay. I'm thinking of like one of the pictures that stands out for me that in the boundaries section, it's that one where the guy is like connected to strings.
And, yes, like a puppet.
I was like, that was so powerful because so often we think of boundaries as controlling others and we don't want to control others. But it's not about that. And I loved that picture because it was like, it's not this, you know, it's not. Right.
And it's not. And it's not. It truly, truly isn't. And I'm learning that. And I want to focus in that area. And I don't think that I would have known that I needed to focus a little bit more in that area had I not taken the course. I would have thought that I was doing just fine with what I was doing. So I'm happy to have that piece and be able to put focus there now. And know that it's not about controlling people, like you said.
Yeah, because that's one of our biggest fears, right? Like those of us who are kind of empaths and learned people pleasers. I don't want to just say no to people. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be whatever. And so I think it really, for me, that was a huge, huge thing I learned as boundaries and what boundaries really were. And it just made such a shift in my life. And so it's such a monumental part of this journey. So I really wanted to draw attention to that. And also in the empowered relationship section, I'm like, everybody says relationships are all about communication, and I disagree. And I know that that's a bold statement to make, but you're going to have to watch the course to find out why I think that and and why that's not the case. Because did you agree at first? Were you like, wait, communication is so important. Why would she say that?
I wondered what the three components would be. I really did. I really wondered if communication wasn't one of them. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, I saw why those three things were so very important to get to your ultimate goal.
Nice.
It's not important, but it's,
no.
It's very important, but it's not one of the most important things.
Yeah.
And I did love that part. And as I said earlier, I really think that the course is for everyone. Mm-hmm. Let's open our minds. Let's all be happy and respectful and living our best lives.
And I mean, I would recommend it to people who have friends who are in the lifestyle, or children who are in the lifestyle, or anything, you know, just to understand that it's not what you think. For one, it's really right. Not what you think. I think that's just really important. So the way the course is set up is that you're going to learn like the three steps, most important steps on the journey. And then you're going to get the secrets to successful ethical non-monogamy. So there in that section, I put it all together and then I tell you how you're going to be successful. I don't think it's what people think it's going to be. I love that because I don't know. Did you feel like, oh, I'm going to be okay after that?
Yes, absolutely. I absolutely did. And some of the things that I thought were not the case, and just gave more clarity, a little bit more direction. And I think the most attractive quality in a person is confidence. And I think I want to see everybody feeling confident and alive in their decisions and their path. And doing the course will make you feel more that way, I think.
Mm. Well, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Just talking about it, I know that this was a little bit scary for you. Like, oh, I'm not a podcast person. I mean, listen, but it is different to be talking on a podcast. But I really appreciate your feedback and just kind of your honest review about it. And I was just so excited that you were finally going through it. And like, you kept messaging me as you were going. You were like, oh my gosh, I love this. I love this. And it was just so, it was so rewarding because I did put a lot into it. And I'm excited to put it out there to the world, and I want people to see it. It doesn't have to be as hard as we make it. And the things that you think you need to have to be successful are not the things you need to have necessarily.
Definitely. And the thing is, it's not hard. You can do the course at your own pace. You can be doing chores and just mindfully listening. It's not difficult stuff, but you just kind of need, like, it's labeled very well, roadmap. Mm-hmm. You need direction. Mm-hmm. And it definitely gave that to me. And I feel more equipped, and I just want to go out into the world and live a good life and have fulfilling experiences. And I want that for all my friends as well. And so they're going to be.
Can you imagine if everyone in this community had this roadmap?
I think about it all the time. And I think about if everybody had this kind of mindset. Hmm. It's a world that's beautiful beyond measure. I hope that one day we can get there, that the world gets there.
I mean, that's like my big vision when I see, Karine, what's your why? It's so exactly that, to have a beautiful community. It already is beautiful. And of course, the friends that I curate for myself, my community is so beautiful because it is void of the drama, the need to be something you're not, like all the things where the insecurities come and play a part. There's not really that in my immediate circle because this is the way that I like to operate and the way that I think. And I think it's important that the people I hang out with and involve myself with do have these basic roadmap skills, right? And that they have those kinds of relationships to begin with themselves and are able to do these things because then they can totally be successful. And it shows, you know, and it's just so relaxing and amazing to be with people that are not trying too hard, but they just, it's not what you think it is, you know, it really isn't. Like, I think
it isn't. And it's so freeing to just be able to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're making friendships with people that are just themselves. And it's so beautiful.
You think sex is going to be the thing, right? And that is a part of it. And it's a lot of fun. But man, it doesn't compare to the community and the friendships that you make and the jokes and the fun and the laughing. And then the sex is just icing on the cake if it happens. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it's like people don't understand just the depth that it can be if you show up authentically. When we don't come to a place or to anything in our lives out of need or attachment to like the outcome, we just get to live a completely different life and a life on our terms and a life that's free and beautiful and authentic, which breaking free authentically, that's what I'm all about. People, when I first started my podcast, I don't know about that name, Corinne. That doesn't really talk about ethical non-monogamy. That doesn't. And I was, that's my take. That's the point. The point is that I'm not like everybody else. And people talk about sex and this. I can talk about that. I can talk about threesomes, foursomes, orgies, whatever. I can talk about it all. Crazy shit, non-crazy shit. I have no trouble talking about it. But to me, it's not that valuable if you can't be authentic. That's fine. But like if you can't be content with who you are and have empowered relationships and know how to set boundaries and be authentic sexually with yourself, what's the point?
Yeah.
The secrets are just mind-blowingly, they just make sense. Like once you take the course, you're like, oh, of course, you know?
Yes. And you talk about community in the course. And I had no idea what a big role that was going to play for me embarking on this journey. The community is so accepting and wonderful of you just being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wonderful. It's such an important piece. And I didn't know that. I've come to learn that. I've come to find that out. And I love that it's highlighted in the program because here you are maybe being brave to be your true authentic self. And people are saying, hello, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Come join us.
You're
not alone. There's whole community of people here and we support each other and it's wonderful. It means more to me than I ever thought that it could or would.
Yeah. I don't think you can express that enough. When people feel stuck or midlife crisis type of situation, what happens there is you're like, you don't know who you are anymore and you're missing something. You're missing some sort of connection. You don't feel like you belong anymore. Like when you're a teenager, you know, you've got like your high school and your friends and you do your thing. Then you go to college and you've got your group of people. There's these groups of commonality and then you get married and you have kids and all of a sudden you don't have a community unless you're like the other community, you know, like, oh, we just talk about parenting, or, oh, we just, you know, religious community, we just talk about morality and love and da 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 da, and we have potlucks and all that. And that's great. But the depth only goes so far, because as soon as I want to talk about something that's out of that community, I don't fit anymore. It can only be so authentic.
Right.
In every genre of community. But then you meet the sex positive community and it's like, holy fuck, it's all the communities combined.
Like, yes, because you,
any community you want, you've got the intellectual community, you have the jokesters, you've got the people who, I don't know, even political, whatever. If you want to have that, you can find that in the lifestyle, but also you don't have to agree. Also, you get to be different and not judge other people. So you can have other opinions without being judged, because we all understand that we get to create our own rules and still be beautiful people.
Yes. And you can really be free with how you talk, because I'm finding sometimes you are having conversations about the kids or the house or, you know, the family get together you were at on the weekend, and sharing stories like that. But then if you want to share something else, that's okay too. Something else that's maybe outside of the box, and it's accepted and it's fine. You don't have to hold back, and it's lovely.
And here's the thing, like, okay, so we leave our weekends together and we go back to what we call the vanilla world. And you go there and you can only share like little pieces of what you can do, or of what you've done, or of where you've been. Like, why did you go to Montreal? Went sightseeing, you know? I went with a bunch of friends. Oh, did you go to this? No, you can't tell other people everything, because they wouldn't understand. Now, I tell more, like, I test the waters a lot more, and because I have no shame about my life and I don't really care if people agree or disagree. And I'm in a position where I do work for myself, so I can't really lose my job because it's what I do. But you have to, in everyday life, in every other part of our lives, we have to filter. Filter, yes. Filter, 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 filter. Be careful what you say here. This isn't proper for business. This isn't proper in a mom's group. Don't be too businessy in a social group, blah, 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 whatever. There's rules, 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 rules for everything. But when you get in this community, you can talk about all the other things you're not allowed to talk about anywhere else. Anything goes here. You want to talk about sex? Fine. If you want to talk about the kids, you can. If you want to talk about the struggles you're having with a friend, you can, because people see it as differently. Oh, you know, my friends, they're having an affair or whatever, and it's breaking my heart or whatever. You can talk to people like us about that. You can't tell them about what's happening. Like, there's a disconnect for them in their relationship, which is why that's happening. And then you've got this beautiful honesty and empathy and this community that understands why your relationship is working and theirs isn't, right? Mm-hmm. You can talk to them mm-hmm. about that. Whereas if you talk to other sort of quote unquote vanilla friends, they're going to be like, yeah, he's such a jerk, or da 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 da. And it's like, well, I mean, everybody has needs and desires, but, you know, we're so busy shaming everybody's needs and desires in the real world, quote unquote, that we can't be honest. And so people are sneaking around. People are having affairs because they're not having their needs met and they're too afraid to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, whereas we can talk about any of that stuff. It's not off limits. And that's why I talk about community. Having the right community is essential to being authentic. Right.
Yes. And, yes. And I've definitely come to find that is true.
Well, we could go on and on and on. We've already gone, I think, probably about an hour and a half, but this has been wonderful. Is there anything else you would like to share with anybody? A final, like, you know, guys, you need to take this course. If you don't take this course, no, I'm just joking. Like, whatever.
I just want to say thank you so, so much for inviting me to be here with you today. This was so much fun. And I definitely think that definitely anybody considering ethical non-monogamy, outside of the box thinking, even, or if you don't, I feel like you should take this course. The roadmap that you offer I think it just leaves you feeling confident and it kind of points you in the right direction to be living your most fulfilling life and having great experiences. Mm-hmm. And I want that for my friends. I want that for my family. I think it's important. I think the information that you give in the course is very valuable. And I'm grateful to you for putting it out there for people like me.
Am I charging enough for it?
Probably not. I would have paid more, but
you know what? I just I want people to understand these things. And ultimately, I want to take you on a deeper journey, right? I want you to see, hey, this is where it starts. And then come with me on this journey, because let's go really nice and deep, the 8-week program. It's just, if you have any struggle with self-love, if you don't know what your desires are, if you're afraid of what your desires are, we clear that. We get rid of all that stuck programming that you don't even know is there, that's holding you back, that's keeping you from your authenticity. You don't even know. And it's so powerful. But I wanted this to be an entry into the world to go, well, what is she actually about? Like, what does she talk about? And I want people to see that people that are ethically non-monogamous are just like everybody else.
Yes.
They're just real people. We need the same kinds of skills as everybody else. It's not a whole different world. It's a different way of thinking.
Yes. And we truly, for those of us who have a significant other or significant others, we love our partner or partners deeply. We love our kids if we have them, our families. We're just us.
Yeah. And we just want to be comfortable in our own skin. Like, don't we all? You can even see that with children, right? Kids who don't look comfortable around their parents, and those who do, think of it as the community is like your parents, right? You could just be like, those teenagers who thrive in those confusing days are ones that have parents that allow them to think outside the box, allow them to be their own person and discover and fail and learn as they go. That's what I did with my teenagers, right? Like, and now they're adults and they make decisions for themselves and they know who they are and they're content with who they are because they weren't afraid of being a rebel as a teenager.
Yeah, or that things had to be a certain way for you to love them.
Exactly. They got to ask questions and think outside the box and see how something applied to them or not, you know, and we all get to have that gift. I want to give you the gift of the freedom to be yourself. That's what this is. I give you permission to live the life that is you and still be ethical and kind and loving. That's my hope and my dream and my intention. So.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very, very grateful for all the material that you have offered, especially the material that I've been a part of and the courses that I've taken and your podcast that I listen to while folding my laundry during my regular life at home.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show and have a wonderful day, Laura. It was great to spend time with you.
And you. Thanks, Kareem.
Bye. And as I always say, when it comes to sex positivity, authenticity is definitely the key. Well, that was such a treat. It was so lovely to get feedback from someone who really values what I'm trying to do in the world. And I'm so pleased that I can help you discover an alternative to what we've been taught is the only right way. Honesty, openness, and authenticity are just such amazing values to live our lives by. So imagine if we all put aside judgment and supported each other's journeys in life. What a different world it would be, wouldn't it? I hope that you're living your most authentic life, like Laura has decided to do. Like many of us have decided to do, and I hope that you've found a community. If not, and if you aren't living this life of authenticity, then reach out to me. Sign up for the Open Relationship Roadmap course now at offers.kareenbedard.com/ORR. for Open Relationship Roadmap. It's an incredible value at just $69. So you can't go wrong knowing exactly which path to take, right? So if you prefer to talk to me and discuss your journey in person, book an exploration call and we can customize a plan for you. Let's find out if we're a good fit to work together. Both the links will be in the show notes. Also, don't forget about Breaking Free from Conformity, Embracing Your True Desires, the 8-week program. It's incredible as well, and it'll just take you that much further. So much transformation in that course. Every cohort, people are just incredibly amazed at the transformation that's happened in just 8 weeks. So if you want to talk about that, hit me up. We can discuss that. The next cohort actually starts June 5th, so get in quickly. Limited spots are available. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I really enjoyed being here with you. And again, thank you, Laura. I know you're listening. Thank you for being here and being my guest. I know it was scary, but you did a great job. So thank you. Thank you, everyone. I will see you next time. Mwah! Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Corinne Bedard Coaching, and you can visit my website at corinnebedard.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to give it a like and share it with your friends. I'd be so grateful if you could help by giving us a 5-star review on Podchaser or iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe to our mailing list to be kept up to date about upcoming episodes and exciting news. Just visit our website at breakingfreeauthentically.com and scroll down to subscribe. You can also email me anytime. I'd love to hear from you. Send your messages and questions to Corinne at corinnebedard.com. Are you a part of my Facebook community yet? Join us in Breaking Free Authentically. It's where you will find this sex-positive relationship community. I'd be thrilled to have you be a part of this community with me. All the links will be in the show notes, so don't forget to check it out. Remember, when it comes to sex positivity, authenticity is the key. Have a great week.